There have been moments, I'm sure, in our lives, for all of us, when we've got lost in some way. Or at least wondered if we were lost and worried about it. Might have been when we're driving in the car, and might be winding up some country lanes that we're no longer recognising, and we're wondering if we've taken the wrong turning at some point. Or maybe you're on a motorway. There's myriad of motorways in urban areas, and they're flying off in all directions, and you think you might have taken the wrong one. Or perhaps walking in the hills or in some woods, and you realise you seem to be losing the path, and you're not quite sure where you are. So either maybe stop, if you can, pull in with your car, look at your map, and maybe have to turn around if necessary. If you're in your car, sat nav saves all. Or maybe it doesn't, because sometimes sat nav takes you crazy routes and you're really wondering whether you're in the right place. Or there'll be roadworks, and the sat nav really hasn't quite factored for that. And then, of course, you've got to program the sat nav correctly. I was going to the John Radcliffe Hospital in Oxford to visit a relative, and I seemed to be going a different direction to where the road signs for the John Radcliffe Hospital were taking me, and had actually put in the wrong postcode in the first place. Are we going the right way? The question we ask in the moment. And it's a legitimate question to ask, and maybe particularly Lent helps us to ask that question. We're now about a quarter of the way through Lent, roughly. So are we going the right way in Lent even? You know, the things we may be taking actions on a regular basis or giving things up. Are we going the right way now? Should we bother with that? Are we doing the right thing? And is the world going the right way at the moment? It's hard to think at the moment, but it is in so many ways, because things seem to be going the wrong way, you know, on the grand political front particularly. Jesus presents us with different pictures of people actually not going the right way in what we just read in our gospel reading from Luke. He cites firstly a leader, in this case Herod. Herod, Jesus knew, was everyone knew, was egocentric, probably insecure, which often goes together, manipulative, power hungry. And Jesus calls him out. You fox, he says. He doesn't often use words that describe people in implicitly negative ways, but he doesn't hold back here. We know there are such leaders around who reflect similar characteristics, who've lost their way, and Jesus may call them out. Then the wider people, Jesus is compassionate towards, enormously compassionate, and compares them to hens, chicks, scattering everywhere, just running fearfully all over the place, when actually the mother hen really just wants to gather them safely under her wings. The people Jesus was speaking to were being pulled in different directions. They had, to some degree, lost their way. Generally well-motivated, well-meaning, if sometimes misguided. They were confused, fearful about who to turn to, where to turn to. In sat-nav terms, Herod programmed his sat-nav all wrong. People that Jesus was speaking to maybe desperately pressing the buttons on their sat-nav, trying to work out what the right postcode was meant to be. And so on the map. They were just looking at that, turning it round, upside down, which way should it go, as we might do sometimes, trying to work out where we are on the map and what the direction was to turn. But Jesus also presents his listeners and us with a picture of calm assurance. I know where I'm going, he's effectively saying, and in brackets, follow me. And he gives a little sort of three-day image, twice, in fact, in the words he shares. And both of them are images of what he's doing, which is fundamentally loving people as he goes. He's healing people, he's casting out demons, deepest troubles in people's lives. And then he says on the third day, he'll finish his work, a reference to the cross. On the third day of the resurrection, the ultimate act of love for everybody, past and present and future for him. Trust me, he said, trust me with a map, trust me to program the sat nav correctly. And Paul adds his voice too, what we read from Philippians and from his own testimony. He writes of the way of the cross, citing those who have got lost, enemies of the cross he refers to, but drawing his listeners closer to the right way. Follow the one, he's saying, who knew where he was going. With your map, he has him mark it. Use him as the set map, where and the love and humility and the spirit which marks out the way of Jesus and the way of the cross. Love, humility, and the Holy Spirit marks on the map to guide us on our way. So, are we going the right way? Well, if our way, if our map, if our sense of direction is being oriented by those characteristics of Christ's journey to the cross, by love and humility and the Holy Spirit, then it's a yes, very much a yes. Jesus' voice is always compassionate today, because he also knows that often we are also, partially at least, those chicks scurrying around, a bit of us fearful, a bit of us still wondering if we wander off course. And each time, like that mother hen, he'll gather us in, just encourage us to reorient, put the right postcode on our little sat-nav, our little spiritual sat-nav once again, and help us to point on the way of love once again. But a little addendum question to the journey is, of course, how long will it take? How long will our journey take? And in Lent, Lent has a very definitive time there, doesn't it? It's 40 days. And 40 days is symbolic of a long journey. 40 years of the Israelites in the wilderness, 40 days of Jesus in the wilderness. It's symbolic of the long haul, the needing to stick at it, to keep plugging away. And in that sense, it's more about the journey than the destination. And the journey is involving learning more and more, to be familiar with the map, to orient ourselves in the ways of love and humility and the Spirit, reflecting Jesus' way, to get familiar with the map, the journey, and most especially with the person who is guiding us on our journey. But as well as a 40-day image, Jesus gives us, in what we've read this morning, a 3-day model as well, a rather shorter one, and it's a compact death and resurrection image, 3 days from Good Friday to Easter, which a lot of that Lent is moving towards. And that 3-day image of Good Friday and Easter is literal, of course, for Jesus' journey from the cross to Easter. But it's also a general image for all of us, all the time. For that image of transformation, of death and resurrection, is a constant one for us, every day, every hour even, potentially. For all ultimately can be transformed by him. He will transform our frail bodies, Paul wrote in what we just read. He will transform our frail bodies, that they may be conformed to his glorious body. That's where we're heading. So, are we going the right way? Yes, we are going the right way. Follow me.